Last month, Saudi Prince Khalid bin Farhan Al Saud defected from the royal family. He's now living in exile in Germany and has spoken out against what he calls rampant corruption and silencing of dissident voices in Saudi Arabia.
Yes, there's been a strong wave indeed. The government is obviously scared of the Arab revolutions, and they responded as they usually do, by resorting to oppression, violence, arbitrary law and arrest. The easiest thing they can do is deprive you of your salary or fire you altogether.
In an interview with Russia's RT, Prince Khalid says the Saudi kingdom has stepped up its crackdown on protests while supporting the insurgency in Syria. He's also outlined how the Saudi mechanism of suppression functions.
The ruling regime is not guided by justice, and this is especially true of the Ministry of the Interior. There is no independent judiciary, as both police and the prosecutor's office are accountable to the Interior Ministry. The ministry's officials investigate crimes, well, they call them crimes, related to freedom of speech. So they fabricate evidence, don't allow people to have attorneys. Things like that happen all over the place. They even put people under arrest for an indefinite amount of time. Even if a court rules to release such a criminal, the Ministry of Interior keeps him in prison, even though there is a court order to release him. There have even been killings. And as for the external opposition, Saudi intelligence forces find these people abroad. There is no safety inside or outside the country.
The Saudi prince also says because of long-term common interests and the Saudi-U.S. alliance, Washington doesn't pay any attention to the oppression and corruption in Saudi Arabia.
The White House certainly does maintain a long-standing alliance with the leaders of Saudi Arabia, cemented by common political, economic and military interests in the Middle East. As for criticism, I don't think such comments are likely to be made in public. To that end, there are classified contacts between Riyadh and the US administration. In recent times, they have been employed to step up the government-administered reforms in Saudi Arabia. But those reforms are not driven by the elite's desire to empower the people of the kingdom. Instead, they are merely urged by fears that the regime might fall unless it reforms itself. Truth be told, oppression is widespread in Saudi Arabia. There is no free speech and no freedom of expression. Citizens' rights are effectively limited by the lack of opportunities, where you cannot achieve anything unless you've got the right connections. Corruption is rampant in all areas, including governance, politics and finance. Corruption permeates all the governing institutions in the kingdom. From low-level bureaucrats to high-ranking officials, every civil servant is very skillful in using bribes in their operations.